question from Steve in Argentina. Doesn't sound like a very Latino kind of name. Anyway, the subject is Prabhupada Anugas. I have two doubts. I hope you can show some light. After Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, many former ISKCON devotees moved to other branches of Gaudiya Math and took shelter in many senior Vaishnava disciples and bhakti stances for Thakur, such as Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Srila Puri Maharaj, and many of them even started with success their own missions. I want to ask you if it is possible to follow Srila Prabhupada and become a bona fide Prabhupada Anuga outside ISKCON, or if it is just a degree that someone can attain only being a member of ISKCON. On the other hand, for the last 30 years, Srila Prabhupada's godbrothers acknowledged him as a Shaktavish avatar or Jagat Guru and celebrate in their respective marts his Avibhav and Tirubhav. And they say in Sri Gopinath Gaudiya Math, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Math, etc. I don't think it goes beyond that. Furthermore, Srila Jayamtaka Swami started Saraswat Gaudiya Vaishnava Association. Srila Paramadvaiti, a.k.a. Alanath Swami, World Vaishnava Association as well, to reunite all the branches of the Bhakti Siddhanta Parampara. So how is it that even today it seems to be so difficult for so many ISKCON leaders to accept as bona fide as ISKCON any other branch of the Gaudiya Math in the light that all of them came from the same seed, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, and in opposition they point... Oh, I see, the ISKCON Guru says, or Srila Prabhupada or the ISKCON Guru says, the only bona fide acharyas for humankind. Can you please, Maharaj, help me to understand this in a proper way and mood? So what's the first? Is it possible to be a Prabhupada Anuga, bona fide follower Srila Prabhupada outside of ISKCON? Of course, this is a very controversial question. It's very clear that Srila Prabhupada wanted his disciples to stay within ISKCON. When Giriraj Maharaj asked Srila Prabhupada that, he said that, well, now when you're present, he asked Srila Prabhupada, when you're present there are various problems and we can go to you and get the solution. But what do we do when you're gone? And Prabhupada replied that you stay within the institution and you try to sort it out, and but don't leave. He made that. Gave that instruction. Srila Prabhupada's, another famous saying of Srila Prabhupada's is that your love for me will be shown how you cooperate to keep this institution together after I have left. And another point is that in one of his purports, Srila Prabhupada writes, it's in the fourth canto of Bhagavatam, I believe it is, says that anyone who thinks they can be Krishna conscious outside of this movement is a great hallucination. So, it's clear that Srila Prabhupada wanted his disciples to stay within ISKCON. Some devotees have gone outside of ISKCON and done well in their own way, you could say. And some of them are doing much better than people who haven't maintained Krishna consciousness at all. What does it mean to be a member of ISKCON? Even officially it's difficult to say, because when you join you don't fill in a form, or you don't have any badge or card or certificate saying that you're a member of ISKCON. The only people who, as far as I know, who are officially members of ISKCON is the life member, are the life members who pay, I think it's 25,000 rupees now. and they get some kind of certificate that they're a life member of there. They're officially, they're more members of ISKCON than I am. I don't have anything to show. Maybe if you become a temple president, then your name is given on something, something you give to the bank or something, certifying you as a bona fide member of ISKCON. So what does it mean to be a member of ISKCON? From the official point of view, it's a little difficult to say. And from the esoteric point of view, what does it mean? Does it mean that you live in an ISKCON temple? Or can you be a member of ISKCON not in an ISKCON temple? Well, I hope so, because we have many devotees. Nowadays, the majority of devotees live outside temple. And if you take it that ISKCON is the society for spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world, and even people who are not formally affiliated with ISKCON, they may in spirit feel themselves to be part of it. Just like, for instance, it's feasible that a person who primarily identifies himself with, let's say, the Sri Sampradaya, also he may become very close with ISKCON devotees and go in their parikramas and different things and have a lot of interaction. He may also feel himself to be in spirit part of ISKCON, although he's part of another organization also. And feel that Prabhupada has contributed much to his life and his Krishna consciousness, and feel himself also to be a follower of Prabhupada and also a follower of Ramanuja, although his primary affiliation may be to Ramanuja. Or it may be that he becomes... I'm just speaking theoretically here. The persons have been mentioned here, Tripurai Maharaj, Narasimha Maharaj, I'm sure they... Oh, there's no question about it, that they feel themselves to be followers of Prabhupada. I'm sure they pray every day to Prabhupada and meditate on his words and everything. So, who's ultimately a Prabhupada Anugrah? I guess Prabhupada, you'll say. We'll see at the end of life where everyone goes. But now, why don't we all get together? Yeah, and it's also not necessarily true that you're a follower of Prabhupada by being officially in ISKCON, because if you do all kinds of things that Prabhupada didn't want to do. I mean, there are people who join this movement, and it's not only this movement, but it seems they join for the specific purpose of stealing. There are some such people. Some are Kirachar and some are Hirachar. Someone runs off with a few thousand rupees, and someone stays in all their life and milks things off. So, are they a bona fide follower of Prabhupada? I don't think so. Although they may protest that they are. Ultimately it's the intention, and Prabhupada will say, and I know that from the official point of view that's not a very satisfactory answer. But generally, of course, that point is there. Prabhupada wanted us to stay within ISKCON, so we can try to do that. I've addressed this before, that just recently actually, that I mean, in many ways it would be much easier for every leader to just go off and start their own movement. And in some ways you could be more effective, because then you're not restricted by rules and regulations of the institution. But Prabhupada wanted us to stay together, because a united body should have more impact. I mean, what is that? Prabhupada gave the example of many sticks. If you put them all together, you can't break them. If you take them individually, you can easily break them. So a bigger movement has a bigger impact. And even though there are members of ISKCON who have gone off and started their own movements, but it's by no means an exaggeration to say that all of these movements put together their impact is nothing compared to that of the whole of the worldwide ISKCON, as it is. So why can't reunite them all? Well, it's like pointing the finger here at ISKCON, but I doubt if the other groups would be willing to either, because they have, if you ask them to come and reunite, on what terms and conditions? In ISKCON, we, even though others respect Prabhupada, but they don't have the same allegiance to Prabhupada as we do. I mean, in ISKCON, Prabhupada is our authority, but in other societies they have their own gurus who are their authorities, and they won't want to change that, and we won't want to change having Prabhupada as our authority. And it's also not an exaggeration to say, it's quite clear, that what Srila Prabhupada did for Krishna consciousness in the modern age is far more than all of his God brothers put together. I mean, no one would have ever heard of all these different people if it wasn't for Srila Prabhupada's contribution. And I don't say that to denigrate. Well, in terms of spreading Krishna consciousness and preaching Krishna consciousness. So, is Srila Prabhupada the only bona fide acharya for humankind? No, but Srila Prabhupada was very much, apart from being empowered to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, he was very much attuned with what was necessary for spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. So that Prabhupada's direction and formula, they work for people all over the world. I mean, there are many people all over the world who who became disciples of Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, but he was insistent on chanting 64 rounds, but I don't know how many of these people do that. I doubt if hardly any of them do it. And most of the others, they initiate with just 4 rounds or any number of rounds, but Prabhupada was insistent on 16. So that would be another difficult thing, because to get around. Because if someone wants to initiate others with 4 rounds a day, in many cases, the Gauriamak gurus initiate people even if they're smoking or drinking tea or coffee. So there are different standards there. And for understanding Krishna consciousness in the modern world, I mean, Prabhupada's, practically it's difficult if you don't read Prabhupada's books. Who else has given such books? Other books are there, but for the main books of the Gauriyas, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, plus Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is. And if people don't read these books, it's going to be difficult for them to get if we don't preach according to these books, it's going to be difficult for them to get a clear idea of what Krishna consciousness is. And even though different movements have spread all over the world, for people to even to be followers of other lines coming from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, they have to be trained in the philosophical understanding that comes from Prabhupada's books, actually. Because if you try to present it in the way that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati did, then no one can understand it anyway. So Prabhupada made it available, and in that way he is the guru for the whole world, and everyone should recognize that. Others also, they can be acharyas, but they don't minimize the contribution of Srila Prabhupada. And everyone who is preaching Krishna consciousness outside of India is doing so following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada, whether they're his direct disciples or disciples of others. Other difficulties in bringing everyone together. I mean, there is one specific difficulty that I can think of, that Gauriyamat gurus, they go to ISKCON congregations and they meet people and just initiate them on the spot. And they all do it. People who are not ready for initiation, who have been cultivated by ISKCON, who are not chanting 16 rounds, who are not following the principles properly, who are not mentally prepared, and they all do it. And without, I don't know if there's any case of any of them not doing it, which is very bad Vaishnava etiquette, and I don't see how it helps the people at all to do that when they're not ready to be initiated. So that's a serious problem for us to come closer to Gauriyamat groups, because whenever we've done so, we've invited people, yes, please come speak to our congregation, and they just shamelessly initiate people on the spot. And in this way they increase their numbers, so that's not much appreciated. And it's a definite block to any possibility of unity. But I don't think there's going to be that much unity, because everyone's in their own little world, you know. It's easier to have your own little group rather than to cooperate with in a big worldwide movement. It's a great challenge, actually, to be able to do that, to put well, one of the persons who was mentioned there in that question from Steve, he openly says that Prabhupada made mistakes, and especially he says in relation to Prabhupada's attitude to homosexuality, and he's written on his blog or his website or something like this that I'm sure that if Prabhupada were present now, I could convince him that he was wrong. I mean, do we really want to come so close to people like that? In many ways, then you could say they're seriously practicing spiritual life and this and that, but I don't think I can come very close to someone who thinks like that. Maybe I'm just not advanced enough or not. I'd rather be a neophyte and have firm faith in. If being unsophisticated and not very advanced means having firm faith in Srila Prabhupada, I'd rather have that, because I'm living on Prabhupada's mercy, not on my own spiritual acumen or my own intellectual abilities to understand things. So having such attitudes makes it very, when you're talking about unity, it makes it very difficult to have unity, because you have foolish people like myself who can't understand or accept such highly elevated, I'm speaking sarcastically here, attitudes. So yeah, I didn't get that high level of intellectual understanding where I could understand that Prabhupada's wrong. So it's going to be very difficult to, I mean, not possible. I mean, who wants to live with people who think that they can correct Prabhupada? Prabhupada came to correct the whole world. But unfortunately, such attitudes are, I mean, not so brazenly spoken, but already there are devotees in our movement who think like that also. So there's some cancer within the body, but it doesn't mean we bring in more cancer. We've already got cancer, so why not have some more? No, get it out. That's a better solution. It's instead of talking about unity in perversity, it means bring everyone together at the lowest possible level. But it's more important to have purity as the force. Ekas chandrasta mohanti. Kinda tara kado picha, Srila Prabhupada used to quote, it's better to have one moon than many stars. It's better to have one pure devotee than millions of half devotees. That was already there in the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. There are already so many half devotees or quarter devotees or 1/8 devotees. But one Bhaktivinod made the difference. One Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati made the difference. And they were able to get the proper understanding of pure devotional service. So we want quantity, but not at the expense of quality. And the idea that we should be united is very good. But there are certain principles that we cannot sacrifice for the sake of unity. We have to maintain our principles. And perhaps the most important principle, or the defining principle of ISKCON, is our adherence to and allegiance to Srila Prabhupada. And if we analyze, that's not just some sentiment. I mean, naturally everyone feels attached to their guru. But it's not simply sentiment to say that Srila Prabhupada was not just another guru. Of course, guru is equal to Krishna, Krishna himself says. But still, some are very important. Just like in the Gaudiya Math, they wouldn't say that anyone's equal to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. So, and that's not deprecating anyone to say that, because an acharya of the status of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, they're not very common. There may be many gurus, but one on the level of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is not very common. So Srila Prabhupada is also in that category of very rare, highly empowered devotees. So inability to understand or accept that is it's a major hurdle toward all the Gaudiya groups coming together.